My dream is to start the show.
Willona and Florida blow the whistle on crime on Good Time.
Tuesday night here on CBS. The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Your Boys Boys Wicked Chicken Christmas Holiday Special, featuring Your Boys Boy.
Christmas. No offense, Dave. The white is actually about the snow that we have outside and nothing else. We're not exclusionary on this show except for we don't like Chinese people. But that's more of a thing between Tim and Will. Exactly. So we have Dr. Bronstein with us. He flew in from South Kakalak to join us because he knows the value and importance of this particular event.
Can't miss Wicked Chicken Christmas.
You can. It's a cornerstone of Your Boys Boys. We get together. I believe
it is the cornerstone.
If we were to really piece the history together, the Wicked Chicken Christmas is something that Bronstein and I are 50% holders in the creation of the idea.
51%. So
we can't both be 51%.
Oh, I'm
that.
That
would be 102%, and I don't give that kind of effort. We came up with the idea some years back, and it sort of transitioned into what it is today.
The funny part about it is it was a way to avoid
Christmas. Yes. It was a way to avoid Christmas with particular people.
Right.
And ingratiate other people into a tradition of Christmas.
Right.
But we turned it loose on Your Boys Boys because we thought it was appropriate, and we never seemed to have the opportunity to do the other divisive thing that we wanted to do.
Right.
Tim, you're here with us for your third Wicked Chicken Christmas.
That's right.
And
the chicken is provided by the great folks at PJ Wheelahan's with
No. That was the last 2 years. Yeah. This is the first annual, third annual Whistler's Chicken Christmas, where we incorporate wings from the Whistler's Inn. Next year, I intend to have the Wick Chicken Christmas because it's closer to the house. Makes it a little bit easier.
Okay.
We could do both.
We could have a spread. We have Whistler's, Wicked, and Wick.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. I sound like the kind of guy who would get two pat steaks at once.
Well, not at once, but
well,
one after the other.
Yeah, sure. You got to finish one before you move on to the next one.
I never got a text last night.
No, because I told you exactly what was going down, and that's exactly what went down. And you were busy cleaning and getting ready to host the event, which is nice. I'm looking at the tree, which I think is sharp. I don't think it fits in this house quite right, but that's your thing.
I don't think you fit in this house. Quite right.
I don't think you should talk to Melissa like that, Meryl.
That's out of line.
It's rough. It's
out of line. She's hosting and everything, Meryl.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to help.
It's rude.
We have a...
What exactly were you trying to help with that comment?
You know, speaking of help, where's the Strigbean?
He needs help digging his car out of the abominable blizzard that we got. He doesn't appear to be making it, but we'll hold out hope.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Meryl Reese. I do the play-by-play. Well, some people might not know. We have listeners
who
in Paris, France.
No. Who wouldn't recognize that voice?
Anyway, I'm contractually obligated to drive my Mitsubishi Eclipse. They sponsor me, and I do commercials for them in return, and I have to drive with my top down. That's part of the deal. And since that asshole couldn't pick me up...
Don't you also have to scream money in a thing?
Right.
No, not all the time, but...
What would be the particular appropriate times?
Holla, 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 holla. And then when they look at me funny, I point in the direction of my crotch and I say, "It's good!" And then they usually jump in and we go for a ride. But now I had to drive myself.
Is that all the men you pass, or just certain men?
What did you just say?
What did you just say?
I don't know. I was rudely interrupted. And, you guys, oh, look at you eat the boy. It doesn't take long for you to attack the wigs. Holy moly.
What's it all about?
Holy shit.
It's the second word in the title of the show.
It's a good thing you have a broadcast professional like myself and Marv Albert here.
That's why we bring you guys to, so you can...
Yeah, you guys are filler for while we're trying to enjoy the wings.
Not enough microphones, though. Marv, would you like to say something?
There's never been enough microphones.
No. No matter how many microphones I add, Tim always finds a way to add one more guest.
Here's this kosher chicken.
Microphones is the N in the N plus one.
Spicy. Spicy. Spicy.
I don't think it's kosher.
All right.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, we miss Matt. And he's the producer of the show.
Now, speaking of miss, I hate to take it to a somber note here, but I'll tell you what I do miss. I miss doing the show every week. No, I miss Harry. Harry's not here with us, obviously. And unfortunately, Paul Harvey's not here either. And they were really big parts of the initial run of your Boys Boys shows. Paul Harvey was on every show. He did the news for us, if everybody would remember. And Harry was always great to have on. A little old, a little senile.
He wrote the theme song.
Yes, he did.
Wrote and performed the theme song, The Wicked Chicken Christmas.
Famed Philadelphia Phillies broadcaster and local legend Harry Callis.
I blame Harry
Callis. That's famed
P-H-A-M-E-D. Lost this year.
We lost a lot of people on our show.
We did. It was a tragic, tragic year for YBB.
We lost our sponsor, one of our sponsors, Billy Mays. We lost Harry Callis, Paul Harvey, who did the news for us. And those of you who don't know who Paul Harvey is, look him up on the internet.
You know what? Don't bother. If you don't know who Paul Harvey is,
I don't want to know
go
you.
Go fuck yourself.
Right. Okay.
That's really a good way to get more fans.
Boy, it didn't take long for James Gandolfini to be attacking those wings either.
Well, he knows. He knows there's only a limited number of wings.
Why does he even still come?
Who is it?
For the wings.
Oh, for the wings this time.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm glad that you guys are all here.
I am. It was kind of tough conditions out there, and I'm happy everybody managed to make the drive safely. And hopefully, either we get holed up here, and there's some...
Holy shit. I told Marv, you owe me $5.
Sorry.
And we don't get... Alright, never mind. So anyway, point is we miss Paul, and we certainly miss Bronstein's gas all these weeks. Anybody else? You know, let's get the somber out of the way. Anybody else miss anyone, anything this year? Anything bad happen this year? Let's get the tragedy out of the way.
No, we're looking forward to a good 2010.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we got new sponsors. We have new
We have old sponsors doing new things.
That's true also.
We have, I'm proud to announce, we finally officially have a YouTube channel. And our first clip up on there is from one of our longest-term sponsors.
That's true, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I think it's our initial sponsor, if I'm not mistaken. Once we got away from...
Well, our initial official sponsor, not official guest sponsorship by these assholes over here.
No. I'm talking about once we got away from the sponsorships that already existed on the station when we took over and started signing our own sponsorships.
Right. You're right.
I think Bud Light was our first committed sponsor to the show. And they have a commercial up on our YouTube channel. So while you're listening to this, go to youtube.com/YBB radio and check it out.
Tim, getting that sponsor may have been the greatest thing you've ever done for the show.
Well,
actually, it might be the only good thing you've ever done.
Show 17, he didn't show up, and that was pretty great.
Yeah. I thought he was there at show 17. Oh,
or
right.
Or did you?
Right. That.
Pops could be listening.
Yeah, that's true.
So anyway, the point is, 2009 was a very fun year. you know, minus the great tragedies that occurred pretty much seemingly week after week. And 2010 is going to be fantastic for your boys, boys. So we're going to go ahead and go to break here at Wicked Chicken Christmas 3, or as I like to call it, WWCC3. And White,
no.
White Whistler's Chicken Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah, because that really shortens everything up. Makes it easy to understand what the hell you're talking
about. I like to speak in texting.
This chicken is pretty good.
It's not bad at all.
You know, I do a commercial for PJs.
This isn't PJs.
Fuck. Shit. Okay.
Yeah, you're not going to make some extra money today.
And see, when the fat one over there.
Which way? Oh, over that direct. No.
When he starts to lift his left cheek up.
Would anybody like some celery? Or
that's when usually we want to turn away.
Where'd that come from?
All right, let's go to break, please.
Yeah, let's go to break. We'll come back and we'll continue with the Christmas spirit. And hopefully Matt will get here eventually.
Yeah.
Wicked Chicken Christmas 3, back after this.
It's Mulligan Monday on CBS. Join Tiger as he makes the rounds on the whole Monday night lineup. First on How I Cheated on Your Mother, Tiger gets caught.
I'll give you summer teeth. Summer here, summer there.
No, I want to kick your butt.
Take off, hoser. Hey.
Then on Accidentally on Purpose, watch him explain and apologize to a crazy Swedish bitch with a golf club. No show. Then on 12 and a Half White Women, the girls step forward to claim their fame.
I like to, I'm pretty fired up. I like to move and, you know, keep it going.
Yeah, I know how that goes. Wake up in the morning and there she is. Shut up, I know that was wrong.
Don't forget the Big Bang Theory, where the boys come up with an equation to explain Tiger's crazy behavior.
No. The wheel was a great idea. Relativity was a great idea. This is a notion and a rather sucky one at that.
On CS Isleworth, the residents of Tiger's gated community piece together what happened that fateful Thanksgiving night.
No matter how you cut it, divorce sucks.
Frank. It's a killer.
Finally, on an all-new late show with Dave. Dave bashes Tiger, even though he was caught cheating on his wife, too.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, the urine-proof carpet is in place.
Uh-oh.
That's tonight on CBS.
We decided this would be a good time to address the what are you listening to, because I sent out a group email that
was apparently very misleading.
Yeah, apparently very misleading and tough to follow.
Yeah,
but also requested that everyone bring a little Christmas. What are you listening to?
Let me just preface this before my song plays. At first, I was pissed off.
Here we go.
That you...
You know what?
What?
No. No. Wait your goddamn turn. You'll get to preface your shit when it's your turn.
Oh, Jesus.
There's no pre-prefacing the preface.
I thought it was first.
No, no, you're not first.
Right.
Because that would screw up the whole flow of the bit that we're trying to do.
Right. That's true.
You have to go like fifth.
I gotta go right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I gotta go fifth.
So anyway, Melissa.
Yes.
Let's turn it over to you.
All right.
What mature Christmas song did you choose?
None.
Ah,
none. I went simple and took myself back to my childhood.
Ready to sing your song?
With?
With the Chipmunk song.
Oh, the Chipmunk song, sure.
Christmas Don't Be Late.
Christmas Don't Be Late.
Okay.
Can Christmas ever be late? Doesn't the 25th hit pretty much right after the 24th and prior to the 26th every year?
It does, but they're chipmunks, so they don't really know any better, honestly.
They know enough to know they have bad vision. I can't know enough to read a calendar.
You know, maybe Dave took, who was it, Simon, to the eye doctor, you know. Because he noticed he was squinting. He was getting poor grades in school.
That
sitting in the back of the room.
He was. He really, that Dave Seville, the fucking prick.
Christmas could come late if your father was fucking whacked in the back of a trunk. And then you're sitting around, you're waiting when the fuck is Christmas gonna happen. And your mother's upstairs crying. Yeah, the 26th, 27th, 28th rolls along and nobody's stopped by there to drop off something at the house. They'll drop off a little bag of a couple hundreds.
A couple hundreds of what?
Santa dropped you off bags of hundreds?
Well, after my father would... Well, that's how Christmas gets fucking come late.
Was your Santa union? That sounds like something union.
Probably come late.
They weren't union, but they usually came in a black car with a nice suit.
Okay,
fellas,
get ready.
Gave my mother a hug and dropped off a...
Very good, Theodore.
Dropped off a bag.
Alvin,
a bag.
Watch it.
All right. Well, that's how Christmas comes late, in case anyone was wondering. And I'm going to wonder no longer.
That's fascinating.
It kind of ruined my song for me, but...
No, it's still just as cute as ever while we're thinking
grim.
About his father getting shot.
In the fucking back of the head.
We heard
okay.
you. 22, 45, how was it done?
I don't know the exact particulars, but let's just say it was a close casket.
All right, that sounds more 45-ish than anything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas!
Well, yeah, sure. That's delightful. Thanks, James.
No problem, don't worry.
Well, I'm going to turn it over to you in a minute, Tim. Go ahead with yours.
Okay.
But for now, how do you feel about the, well...
It's a remix.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh, snap. Modernize everything. Chipmunk Christmas, how do you feel about it?
Great, yeah.
Not annoying?
I don't have anger towards that song like I do some other Christmas songs.
It's not played out after you know... 40 years, 45 years.
It really isn't played out. It holds up better than a lot of songs, so I would not play it, but I respect it.
Totally agree.
I respect the fucking chipmunks.
Well, you have to. So, Tim.
Yes.
You brought a little Christmas music, right? Like we discussed?
Yes.
And
not the one you heard.
Not the one I heard.
No.
He knows.
I figured we'd play the Christmas songs like we discussed, no?
Yeah, the one... I'm assuming the one you heard earlier was not the Christmas song.
I don't think he heard
it. I haven't heard anything.
Pretty sure
I'm looking forward to playing your Christmas
tunes. Oh, you were looking
up
Melissa's Facebook account, weren't you?
Yeah.
All right, let me show you which one it is.
I'm pretty sure I know which one it is, Tim.
It's titled...
I'm a pretty smart guy,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, all right, I just want to make sure.
Well, let's not go too far.
I said pretty smart. I didn't say brilliant. So let's go ahead and play your Christmas song, Tim.
Yeah, go ahead.
Fucker.
I'm sorry.
That hammer thing was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was upbeat. It's kind of, you know, jazzy.
I don't recognize this.
I don't either.
It does have a
it's
nice
good.
Little...
No. Yeah,
very
it's got
Seinfeld.
A nice slappy kind of... Yeah. It's kind of...
The jerk store ran out of you.
It's actually from a CD called A Very Hawking Christmas. And this is called... Hark the Funky Angel Sing.
I like that. Hark the Funky
Angel. Is that, him,
will
is
like
that him playing the upright?
No, he's not upright.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Glory to the newborn King.
I'm feeling that.
Dunder and Mercy, Mild, God and Sinners Reconciled, Joyful, All the Nations Rise, Join the Triumph of the Skies with Angelic Rose Proclaim Christ Island Born in Bethlehem. Heart for Gerald, Angels Sing, Glory to the Newborn King. Funky in here.
Yeah, I mean, he really just goes off. And if you want to hear more of this song, go online and get A Very Hawking Christmas.
I'd recommend it.
Hark. Hark. Angels sing.
How very Das Effectsive.
That was him, yeah, that was him freestyling.
Is this on the Your Boys Boys channel?
Is there any chance it could be?
Oh, sure, absolutely. All maybe right. We'll put the whole album up. Maybe we'll get a whole a thing going, a sponsorship.
I don't know if the YouTube servers can handle that sort of traffic. All right. Well, that was good. I mean...
What the fuck was that?
That was good. That's what that was. That was Christmas.
I thought it was good. Very festive. It gets you in the mood. You know, he could... You know, very, very funky.
Yeah. Make it funky for you. Speaking of making it funky for you, Dave, what did you bring us for Christmas?
James Brown.
I did bring soul. And soul food, which is important.
I ain't talking.
Is this a Christmas song?
This is James Brown's
like
soul
you,
for Christmas, bitches.
You don't grow on trees. Look at you.
The important thing to know about James Brown is this sounds no different than any other song that he's ever done. But because he said it's the Christmas song, it's the Christmas song. Literally, he's
a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
I love you. Have good cheer. I love it.
That might as well be the breakdown in any other James Brown song.
Well, talking about that,
my best love.
An article where they had Linkin Park.
Happiness!
Where they had what now?
Good Linkin God. Park.
Okay, they did a Christmas song?
No.
Fucking hate Christmas!
They were basically complaining that every song that Linkin Park was exactly the same.
I think that's an unfair criticism because, in my opinion, Merry once Christmas. You build a big enough catalog as a band, everything is going to start to sound.
A lump of funk doesn't.
Listen, you want to talk about one unique, shining example amongst a plethora of mud? That's you true. Can do that. But for the most part, you take your greatest of great bands, like a Foo Fighters, and eventually the songs are going to start to sound similar to each other. You have the same four creative people doing the creative things.
Track one and track seven.
Exactly. So,
you wear wings. You look a little light
like
on wings.
A sweet melody.
I'm always a little light on wings.
I'm a lucky so and so. The
on
bell's
wings.
Gonna ring for
on
me.
Wings.
A Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I love some wings.
Can I have your
plate? Sure. I don't get a free plate. What kind of buffet is this?
Talk to the host.
The hostess with the mostest.
Talk to the guy who's using the plates as a mic stand.
Through any of you, if you need a plate.
This Wicked Chicken Christmas brought to you by Wegmans Plates.
Wait a minute. Yeah, this is a good chance for me to plug my Wegmans foam plates. Sturdy and leak proof. They come in a count of 50. 8 7 inches. 22 centimeters for all of you. 8 7/8 inches.
I've got 8 7/8 inches
yes,
for you.
Yes, of course you do.
Gotta get ready. Yes. Merry Christmas.
All right, very good, very good. So I guess that puts it over to me, I suppose, for my little Christmas jam. What happened?
Continue.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you letting me do the show. That's very polite.
I just got a text from Regis Philbin.
Yeah? Does he know where Matt is?
No.
Oh, good.
Stuck in the snow.
That's why James Brown.
He just added Melissa as a friend on.
I have no idea why.
I hope you accept that friend request, Melissa.
Oh, I sure will.
I think that's really going to go your way in the long run.
Sure will.
All right. So I went ahead and got my Woody listening to. I got it right here. There's nothing to me that's more Christmas than this right here. And this is from Charlie Brown's Christmas special. And I just happened to pick the same song as Stephen Hawking. I had no idea he was coming through with Hark the Funky Angels. But I did Hark the Jazzy Angels.
Yes.
But, this is not Hark, this is what Child
is. No, it sure is. Yeah.
Green Sleeves, also, it's known as.
Yeah,
that's
coming up.
But anyway, no, this soundtrack, this is the Christmas sound. This is sitting by the fire, far from the fire, with a cup of cocoa and some sugar-free marshmallows in it, and a nice...
I don't think you had sugar-free marshmallows.
I didn't, but in the future I will. not out of desire, too. But out of necessity.
Probably with
mostly it's just going to be hot water. Yeah. And that's just what this is. Like,
yeah.
There's no singing, there's no choir, there's just... It's just right to set the Christmas feel and just put it in the background, and you know it's Christmas because
this is playing. This is like the guy at the piano and the dude with the stand-up bass.
Yeah,
like the Christmas party.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And
or like at Termini's, like you go in and you got the guy with the accordion,
exactly.
The other guy with
exactly.
The guitar.
Absolutely.
And getting into musical terms, I love how the piano's dead center.
Yeah, Charlie Brown knew how to mix.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. people don't talk about that on the show, but that motherfucker was a master in the studio.
Schroeder.
Oh yeah, wasn't Schroeder involved in that?
Well, he played.
He played the piano.
You know what I like about instrumentals? I get to make up my own dirty versions of the songs.
Well, you're not really known for working blues.
You should hear my version of "Oh Come, Come All Ye Faithful." What is it? Come on, my faithful. Come on.
Well, thanks.
That's not very nice.
Well, mine's about to wrap up in a sea of vile humor. And Tim.
Yes.
Bronstein.
Yes.
Both of you. Pay attention.
Yes, I'm here.
You guys are staring off in the distance because you ate six wings and now you got like that food sleepiness.
I almost always have food sleepiness.
So what did you bring to the table for Christmas, Bronstein?
Well, at first I brought anger to the table.
Yeah, well, we expect that from you.
Yeah. Well, I got the email that says...
You're the fucking lead singer of 3 Days Grace.
Right. I get the email that says, hey, you know, for your... What are you listening to? Make sure you have it. Christmas. And so I misunderstood.
Yeah, of course. What a preposterous request.
Well,
we're doing a Christmas show. Let's have a Christmas song.
No, I misunderstood the theory behind what are you listening to is.
Oh, I got you.
So I thought what are you listening to was something that you happen to be into at that particular moment.
Okay.
So I thought, well, mm-hmm. What the fuck? How's he going to be able to tell me what I'm listening to?
No.
Well, so I figured you were compromising the integrity of the thing.
Oh, no. What are you listening to is about what you've heard, not what you've heard, but what you've heard.
I've been explained that. In
you've
time.
Been reprimanded.
So this is going to sound... My song will make no sense.
Except that it's what you were listening to this
week.
Well,
it was what I was actually by
purposely
choice,
listening
right,
to.
Choice
I think it's the important thing
that,
here.
Yeah.
Is that you've chose... You put the earphones on at the airport
right.
And you said, I want
right.
to hear this song.
Well, I mean, it came on by accident because it wasn't... But then
it was on your iPod.
I played it
nothing
back.
On your iPod well, can actually come on by accident.
Well, no, that's true. Well, yes, it could. You could have put it on there.
I guess. I have spent quality time with your iPod.
So.
Okay, so I see you've chosen the seminal classic.
Right.
I Love the Girls of
right.
13 Years Old.
Right.
I love the girls. So you're just sitting in the airport listening to this?
It's really hard to keep a straight face, by the way. When you may or may not be sitting next to a 13-year-old girl.
That's nice.
What happens if it's a 12-year-old or a 14-year-old?
Then you're fine.
Table.
Right.
This was sung by an American.
No.
No, it's not American.
No, I'm saying if it was sung by an American,
it wouldn't have
been as funny. I love the
oh, yeah,
the
right.
14 years old. What did you say in and out?
Does he have iPod speakers? Because it'd be hilarious in the middle of the airport.
Well, I wasn't wearing these earphones. I wasn't wearing these headphones.
Sure,
hey, kid, did you ever hear this?
Before I wasn't allowed in Berlin, New Jersey, I drove by a school with that, a middle school, blasting this.
How did you get to be not allowed into an entire town?
Well, I answered that question in the same sentence as I...
No, I'm not listening to you.
No. What did they say?
So
this is what you've chosen Well, you know,
well, it's about love in all fairness, and coming together.
And you are the one of us who's actually been to Moldova to really understand the song in the first place.
Sure.
With their free Wi-Fi.
Right.
Tim.
Yes.
You look a little upset.
I want to raise an objection here.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to fade this out if you don't mind.
I have a great story about that, but go ahead.
That's the white flag.
That is
that means you gave up. That doesn't mean you're calling a penalty.
Well,
but anyway, we understand your meaning. We understand your meaning.
Here's some yellow over here.
I got some yellow.
Snow. I'll wipe a napkin on my ass and throw it at you.
Okay, yellow flag is receipt of the yellow receipt of dispute has been thrown.
Mm-hmm. Now we need to keep that in the box for the rest of the show.
I had another song too.
Okay.
Just in case, and I think we should play it because.
In case what?
Because I knew you were going to do something like this. I knew you were.
How did
in case
you
anybody
know?
Brought something non-Christmas? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you want to do two? What are you listening to?
I also thought
this
Marv and Merrill were going to throw in, you know, a Hanukkah song. So I thought,
I wouldn't allow that.
Why not?
Well, I'm okay with guys fucking 13-year-old girls, but Hanukkah? No, thank you.
Is Hanukkah over now, too?
Just about. If it's not,
it's
almost
just about. Now we got a day or two left.
Yeah. I think this weekend they wrap it up.
And then you got nothing for the rest of the year.
No.
Dreidel.
You got
for
New
the
Year's
rest
Eve.
Of the year?
You can make dreidel.
Oh. Yeah.
You got New Year's Eve.
It's not,
yeah, but that's not
isn't Jewish,
that's not
Jewish
Jew
New Year's different, isn't it?
It's Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's
not
the same.
They get both. That's why their calendar's at like 58-32, because they celebrate two. So they're moving ahead 2 years for every 1 year that we move ahead.
Well, good. Then they're older and they die quicker.
Oh, my God. Dr. B.
Look at it that way.
What? So Dr. Bronstein. Yeah. How you really feel about the Jews?
Well, he's allowed to say that.
So what was your other...
So you want me to play your second What Are You Listening To song? That's an unheard of move on the show.
Is this kind of unprecedented?
Well, I don't care. We're breaking tradition.
Right.
On a traditional show.
I mean, you're the rebellious one. You're the rebellious
this
one.
This is it. This is our friend.
Play the clip. This is an amazing song.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on the feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
Well, it's holiday
sweet
theme, kind of like the message, right?
It's catchy.
I mean, it's a love song.
It's
right.
A love song. Song in the inimitable. Yeah? In the inimitable.
You can't copy it.
Right. Of Stephen Hawking, sponsor of the show.
Now, quick question.
Amazing intonation.
Yeah. The way he goes.
The words are clear.
Unga chaka.
Totally. Yeah. It's very good.
I mean, if I ever got to speak to Stephen Hawking about the songs he does. I would say
maybe we'll
I would say one great job. Two, I think it's in your best interest to pick some slower tempoed songs because I think you're fantastic. I'm saying it's a hit. Every time it's a hit.
Do you think it gets away from him?
I think maybe the tempo of the song outpaces the tempo with which his little voice box can go.
Uh-huh.
That's the beauty. It shows you the flaws of even with technology. Which is supposed to be yes or no.
It's really the flaws of humanity.
Could be. Uh-huh. Right.
You're right.
Garbage
which
in
and of itself is a message. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
The way, though, his emotion is...
That I can feel. I can definitely feel...
You let me know. You know?
Yeah, it's passionate.
Everything's all right.
It's passionate.
It is. Yeah. It is.
It's robotic and passionate.
At the same time.
Two things you never thought you'd hear together, like peanut butter and chocolate.
Yep, absolutely. Or anal beads and sand with some
that
petroleum
actually
jelly.
Works as a training tool, but probably don't want to get into that. All right, well, that is the What Are You Listening To segment. I think I heard Matt pull up, So we will go ahead from here, and maybe we'll bring him on the show after the next break. Everybody,
that'd be nice.
Everybody good to go to break?
Yes.
Yeah.
We will be back after this. Wicked Whistlers, White Chicken Christmas.
Without Matt.
Trace. With Matt.
With Matt. With or without Matt.
With or without you.
New from Speaking Spell Records. The most critically acclaimed release of the Millennium Dwarf just in time for the holidays. Stephen Hawking sings the hits for you. That is right. Stephen fucking Hawking singing for you. And he isn't just singing. He is remaking musical masterpieces. Watch him rock it hard with Paranoid.
Finished with my woman cause she couldn't help me with my mind. People think I'm insane because I am frowning all the time.
I wanna rock and roll all night!
You keep on shouting!
You keep on shouting! I wanna rock and roll all night!
And
party every day! I wanna rock
and roll all night
and party every day. I wanna rock
and roll all night
and party every day. I wanna rock
and roll all night
and party every day. And of course, not Monday, as Twitch German physicist and fellow triple flounce fun.
Er war ein Superstar, er war ein Popular, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair, er war ein Virtuose, war ein Pokédol, und alles rief Kumme und Endrock me Amadeus.
Watch him drop knowledge on yourself and vibratory bass! She blinded me with science!
As deep as any ocean, as sweet as any harmony. But she blinded me with science.
She blinded me with science.
And failed me in biology.
And watch him get sexy with hooked on a feeling.
I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
I wanna sex you now!
I'm gonna love you now, I wanna sex you up. Girl, you make me feel good. I wanna sex you up. I wanna sex you up.
Watch him get funky with! Day, day, gonna get a table dance. And many more. Order now or download on iTunes today. Cool. One. Break your bread. Or two. Nine. Five. Silks. Two. Silks. Or we see double. You double. You double. You got hugging. Dot or dot. You pay today.
And attending to my bizzo. Looking for a place to find some magic gold.
Okay. I don't know what the fuck that was. I thought it was Matt pulling up. I get a cloud of snow and a package on the stoop.
And a boom. Yeah.
Boom. And a boom. Well, definitely an audible boom. I don't even know if it came through on the show. And a package. And not the good kind of package, folks. The kind of package that Matt left us. Clearly, he's in a rush. He's got to get back to his home-cooked meal. But he did leave us some content. So, you guys, how do you feel about letting him participate in the show without even being on the show?
All right.
Yes. Yeah, why not?
All right. So Matt, and only Matt, has developed a game. In keeping with the holiday theme, the game is called Santa, Sci-Fi Hero, or Serial Killer.
I don't know.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the name of an actor, or an actress, as the case may be, and you're going to tell me whether they played Santa, a sci-fi hero, or a serial killer.
Oh, I'm screwed.
How's everybody feel good about that?
No.
Sure.
No. I mean, good that yes, we're out.
I'll try it.
All right.
Not good.
Everybody give it a whirl. Give it a whirl. Hold on. I got to make sure Dave can't see the screen.
Let me, I'm going to keep score.
Bronstein 0.
I want to play.
Marv, you're in. You're in.
The four plays, I want to play too.
We only have one piece of paper.
All right, Merle, you're in.
These two are moving.
No, you're not.
I want to play too.
You're not playing. Dave.
Come on.
No.
Can I play?
Yeah, you're in, Tim. So we got Dr. B, Marv, Tim, Merle, Dave, Melissa. Does anybody else want to play? Anybody else?
I want to play.
I obviously can't play.
See, Merle. Stop looking at me. All right, that's it.
And more will I be on the same team.
Yeah, you're the M&M team. I see what I did just there.
No.
No.
Except for copyright infringement, if that's what you were looking for.
That's exactly what I meant.
Well, I got a funny story about work and that.
And copyright infringement?
No.
Or M&M's?
M&M.
Job watch.
All right, so we get this kicked off?
Yes.
The first actor is Art Carney.
Who's Art Carney?
Art Carney played...
a serial killer.
And Santa. Damn it! No, Art Carney played Ralph Cramden's sidekick in The Honeymooners.
Oh.
Never saw The Honeymooners?
Ed Norton.
Nope. Right, he played Ed Norton, exactly.
Anybody else?
Anything
else
Ed Norton's that doesn't give away his... What are you talking about?
Anything else that didn't give away his... what's his answer to this?
Not that you would know. No, that would be his seminal role.
I'm going with Santa, then.
You're going with Santa. Okay.
Seminal.
Sci-fi is the second choice.
Santa, sci-fi,
or serial killer.
Wait, he plays sci-fi?
Right, he played a sci-fi hero.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he played sci-fi. He actually
he played science.
He played a universe.
That would be tough.
He just
that's
he
tough.
Kind of stood like this, and he, oh, the planets. Look, that's interesting.
All right, it's like that. Okay. Well, I'm still going with Santa.
Okay, Dave.
Serial killers.
All right,
S-K.
Melissa.
Sci-fi.
SF.
And Tim.
Santa.
Nice.
And Marv.
They're all dead.
And Marv.
I would say sci-fi hero.
Did you confer with Merrill on that?
Oh no, he
do they only they only get one
anything?
Answer?
He doesn't care.
What? They're M&M. They get
oh,
one.
That's right. They are one team.
They
are
one team.
My fault.
Oh, go ahead. I don't give a shit.
All right.
Sci-fi, right?
So, recap it for us, Tim.
All right, we got...
Fine. Recap it for us, Bronstein. You go ahead.
All right. We got I Pick Santa. Eminem has sci-fi. Tim has Santa. Melissa has sci-fi. Dave has serial killer.
The cat has a brown bag.
And Matt says I do this, and this reveals our answer.
Santa Claus.
Oh,
he played
nice.
Santa Claus. He played Santa Claus.
Oh, look
yay.
At that.
There you go.
So that's no for those two.
Wait, what?
No for you.
Let me know when it's tallied up. Nope. I'll move to the next one.
It's tallied up.
I already see it.
The next
Tim
one you definitely won't know.
Tim and Dr. B each got one.
Okay. Next up, Ed Asner.
Who's Ed Asner?
Ed Asner. Tim, help me out here. Who's Ed Asner?
Ed Asner played Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. From 1969 to 1977.
I'm more
and
of a
then he played Lou Grant
to 30s to 40s.
On CBS.
Which is why you should have known Art Carney.
Well, he did.
I don't
got
know.
It right.
I did know Art Carney.
That's true.
All right, I'm going with Serial Killer.
I didn't call on you yet.
I'm still going with Serial Killer.
Bronstein, what are you going with?
I'm going with sci-fi.
Sci-fi.
No, I'm sticking with Serial Killer.
Merrill.
I say he played Santa Claus.
Okay.
In the movie Santa Claus.
Melissa?
I'm going to say Santa Claus.
Oh, I should put Santa Claus SC. Why did I put ST?
Actually, can I change my answer?
Nope.
No, it's a 10. I'm sorry. Dave?
Serial killers.
Tim, did you give an answer?
No, Tim hasn't given
no,
an answer.
No, I picked Santa Claus.
Okay.
Can I change it to a sci-fi?
No.
He played Lord Munger in the science fiction classic, Battlestar Erotica. Oh, the cat's got the.
All right, so do we have all the
we have
all the votes in?
Dr.
Battlestar Fantastica.
Dr. B had I have Serial Killer, Eminem is Santa Claus.
Okay.
Tim is Santa Claus.
All right.
Melissa's Santa Claus.
Okay.
Dave is serial killer. I think what these people have not paid attention to in the history of our games is there's no way it's Santa Claus.
Mm, that's that's why I wanted to change my answer.
Well, actually, that's a lie. We do like to change it up like that.
And the correct answer is
Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
It's definitely Santa Claus. In fact, it was Santa Claus twice. It was Santa Claus in the movie The Story of Santa Claus, and it was Santa Claus in Elf.
That's right.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that yet this year.
Oh, yeah.
I think I see the
theme. He also played Santa Claus in episode 48 of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Santa Claus is coming to Minnesota. That's why I guessed it.
All right, coming up next, our next actor, Harry Dean Stanton. Harry Dean Stanton. Tim,
help
advise the table as to who Harry Dean Stanton is.
Harry Dean Stanton, I would guess right now, is best known for his role on a show I don't watch, but my buddy does, and I always ask him, why does he watch that show?
It's
because
garbage.
He thinks he's going to watch naked women, but they're not naked.
They're
they never get
naked.
And I'm saying we could be watching football at this time or something else.
That's correct.
Nip Tuck?
No.
No.
Big Love.
Oh, I didn't
Big
hear what...
Big Love.
Yeah, he
right.
plays the he plays the father
yeah.
of one of the wives on Big Love, and he's like the in-charge guy who really gives the
guy.
Husband all kinds of pushback. Give me something else, though, because these people here, they all look straight, so they don't watch Big Love.
I have no idea. I mean, he's been in lots of movies. Oh, he was in...
Don't give away the answer.
He played a serial killer in the movie. No, I'm just kidding.
And then he played Santa.
He's been in a lot of movies, man. He has that unrecognizable... I mean, that recognizable face.
Let me see if we can do this.
That rutted...
Keep talking.
Kind of old...
Keep talking.
Kind of... he's very thin, very weathered, beaten.
I'm going serial killer.
Serial killer, yes.
All right, we got two answers on the board. I'm not even going any further.
I'm picking serial killer, too, because...
He looks like one.
He was in... Oh, he might have been in Shawshank Redemption, wasn't he? Or one of those movies?
He might have been. So we got two on the board for serial killer,
three.
Tim?
We got three.
I know he was, killer. I think, a prisoner in one movie where he wore all denim.
Sure. The Levi murders. Yeah, I remember that.
Uh-huh. That was nuts. The untold stories of the St. Louis gay
Strauss.
Gang. I'm gonna go with.
How pissed must Strauss be? By the way, those fucking Levi's and Strauss were Levi and Strauss for forever, and all of a sudden you just hear about Levi. And nobody ever fucking mentions Strauss anymore.
Nope.
I'm gonna go with because
he's a Jew, and they railroaded him, and then they
put him on a railroad.
On the way to the concentration camps where they teach
you
to think really well.
No.
Yeah.
He's in the concentration camp.
All right, so what do we got, Bronstein?
We need two more answers.
Put me down for sci-fi?
Melissa for sci-fi. That's a bad move.
Sorry.
Oh, that's not Melissa.
He looks like a serial killer.
We need Eminem's answer.
I say Santa Claus.
Is that the final answer for you guys? Santa Claus, okay.
Yes.
S to the C.
All right. And he says I should press this button here.
Sci-fi character.
Sci-fi character.
Nice.
Sci-fi character.
Ding, ding, ding.
That was Matt.
Sci-fi character.
A little sci-fi music.
Sci-fi.
Oh.
Matt knows how to produce.
Yeah, he does.
He's been in a lot of movies. I could picture him also as a drunken Santa.
But
right.
He wasn't.
But he
okay.
Wasn't.
Next up. Michael Biehn.
Oh.
It's always in your direction.
Serial killer.
This time he lifted his right.
Michael
cheek,
Biehn
bro.
Was the guy who was trying to protect Sarah Connor in the original movie that I'm not going to mention at this point in time because that would really fucking ruin that. So moving on.
Sci-fi.
God damn it. I know him from three movies, and all fucking three of them would give away what he does.
Marvin Merrill?
He played Santa Claus in Aliens. he played a serial killer in The Abyss, if that helps anyone.
Tim?
I have no idea.
Tim?
She said Sarah Connor.
Yeah,
God
no
damn it.
So we're just going to scratch
one?
This
right sci-fi character.
No, sci-fi character.
Oh, I
yeah,
weird.
Yeah,
the only one who answered it.
Everyone with a point.
I got a point. No, not everyone with a point. Marvin Merrill guessed Santa Claus.
All right, Tim, we're take a look at Bronstein's sheet and let me know where we're at with total scores.
We're
Dave is a serial killer.
See, Dave has no points.
Bleh.
Melissa has two. Tim has two. Marv and Merrill have one. And Dr. B has 78.
Don't all right.
We're going to do one more then.
We'll do one more?
We're going to do one more.
Can we do two more?
I would like to do two more, but I have a feeling that
there's only one more clip there that Matt uploaded.
No, no, no. That you guys have absolutely no clue who the rest of these people are. That's my problem with this.
He doesn't have any idea who the other people were either.
Well, some of you knew who some of these were. Some of these you definitely don't know who it is. And the only way I could tell you who it is to give you an idea by absolutely giving away the answer.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and let's go with Steve Guttenberg.
We need pictures.
Oh!
Let's go with Steve Guttenberg.
I know the name.
Steve Guttenberg.
I know this.
Police Academy. He was the leader of the troops in Police Academy. The anarchy leader. He was in in Short Circuit.
I'm going serial killer.
Okay. Melissa. You seemed all excited.
Sci-fi hero.
Huh? Sci-fi hero. Yeah, that guy weighs like a $1.12. Definitely a sci-fi hero. Tim.
Serial killer.
I can picture him
in. Dave, I already wrote you down for serial killer. I just put those quote marks.
Yeah.
Bill.
I can picture him in a Santa Claus outfit for some reason, but I'm gonna put sci-fi.
Okay. Marvin Merrill.
Santa Claus.
Is it against your religion to guess Santa Claus?
Oh, of course not.
All right.
It's against his religion to worship Santa Claus.
Oh.
You got everybody's answers in?
We do.
And
I do put my penis in a box with a hole in it.
That's what Justin Timberlake does, too.
I did it before him.
I don't know. He had the video out first.
In fact, I wasn't allowed at the 1988 Eagles Christmas party because Leonard Toes didn't take too kindly to me walking around.
He didn't know about step three?
No. Well?
Press the button.
I'm waiting for Matt to upload. I'm just
Santa Claus.
Yes,
Santa it was Santa Claus.
Oh, wait a minute, I got that wrong.
Santa Claus.
Yes.
In what movie?
So do we have a in the movie? I'm Steve Guttenberg. I'm Santa Claus. It's a weird movie, indeed. But
no, we don't have a winner. Should we go to a tiebreaker?
Yes,
and just allow the three people who are tied to
okay.
Go?
We'll go to a tiebreaker.
The tiebreaker is between Marvin Merrill have two.
Okay.
Tim also has two.
Okay.
Okay.
Melissa has two.
Okay.
Can I one up it and get three if I answer it
no,
right?
No, absolutely
you, I'll
not.
Give you four if it happens to be a serial killer.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to go with...
So falls on not serial killer.
Steve Railsback.
Wow.
This was what I was trying to discuss. Like
porn.
Tim, you might know who that is.
I have no idea who Steve Railsback is.
Let me see if I can
he
grab
Santa
some
Claus
of his...
in a porn.
In a sci-fi porn, though. So it's very tricky how you're going to answer this one.
People.
It's a snuff film.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you a serial killer. You'd have to do several snuff films.
Several snuff films. Well, he said he didn't do several snuff films.
IMDb said he didn't.
Well, we're not going to have a look at that.
You know who this guy is. He's a character actor. Just give me a second. I get a little, little information on his work. Let's see if there's one movie here you guys potentially saw as a group. Or at least all saw. Do you guys see The Devil's Rejects?
Heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did you see... No, you didn't see that.
Kids?
No, not that.
Kids,
yeah.
I have no legs.
I only just saw that, like, less than a year ago.
Great.
For the first time.
Yeah, you're basically guessing, guys. Good luck to you. Go.
I'm going to go
on your own, bitches.
Serial killer.
All right. Tim, are you in this?
Yeah.
All
right.
Want celery?
I'm gonna do
celery killer.
I don't think you're gonna win with that one.
Way to pick something different.
No, serial killer.
Okay.
Marvin and Merrill.
And the M&M squad. Chem and chem.
Mm-hmm.
The Jews. That's why it's funny.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
Steve Railsback was actually a forward. I think a left wing. On the New York Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
No. Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
All right. And so the votes are in. And, of course, it was brilliant for everybody to go with something different, so we could potentially... I know. and let's see what it is. They didn't have any slower computers at the store when you went to buy yours?
Serial killer.
Yes!
Serial killer.
Well, yes. Marvin Merrill have been eliminated.
I've taken it all.
We're going to go to the next round because Melissa and Tim each got 0 cards.
All right. Next up on the list, Michael Balducho.
Who?
Thank you, Matt, when you put together a game.
Yeah, Matt, I'm going to be honest with you. This game sucks.
It was a good... I think it was a brilliant idea.
Yes.
Just some poor execution.
Well, yeah. Okay. Never mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, who came up with the idea and who actually executed
it? Oh, I have no idea.
Oh.
It was all Matt, I guess.
Working.
Hold on. Oh, okay. Here's what I can do. Give me 1 second. Tim.
Yes?
Can you get Bronstein to do some filler music?
Right, let's do it.
Keep the mic closer to his face.
Let's do a freestyle. No, round ball rock, you asshole.
Oh, hold on. Wait. I thought I was doing it.
He'll do the drums and you'll freestyle.
I don't need that for
you. Oh, you're doing that kind of freestyle. You're doing ska.
Dave has to chime in too and do a triangle. Can you do a good triangle?
It's gone. 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 It's gone.
It's gone. It's
gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone.
I'm beatboxing.
It's this guy. Come and look at this picture. You know who this guy is. You've seen this guy before.
You're a kitty.
What do you have? Tim, you want to come and take a look at this picture?
Yeah,
unless
okay.
You know who it is.
No, Tim, you have to look at the picture. Marv, sit down.
Marv can take a picture with his mind and then show it to Tim.
Really?
Yeah. That's how they got so good in Hollywood.
Tim's a Jew?
Marvelous. That guy. You know this guy. Oh. Yes. No, you're thinking of John Panette. You come back tomorrow! You eat vegetable! That's right, a John Panette reference. If you enjoyed that reference, please email us at the show at yourbookersvoice.com. All right, so anyway.
I have a guess, right?
You got to fire off a guess here, Melissa.
Oh,
Santa? For that big, fat, jolly guy in that picture there? Serial killer? Or sci-fi hero?
Or gay guy?
Potentially could be all three.
I think I'm going to go Santa.
Santa. Tim, you breaking the tie or are you riding with her?
Well, I just got a text from Regis that said, I'll ride with Melissa any day.
We know. We saw the Facebook.
Thing. What was up with that?
I don't know, but you got an answer?
We can discuss later.
You said Santa Claus, Melissa?
I did.
She said Santa.
I'm going to say Santa Claus, too.
Oh,
thanks, Tim. Thanks, Tim.
Well,
prolong the fucking game even longer.
That's okay. Hey,
no, I'm kidding.
He wants to win. He wants to win.
Yeah, but obviously, neither of them want to win. Because the correct answer.
Is he a serial killer?
Serial killer.
Oh, damn it.
He played the dude in Son of Sam. He played the fucking batshit guy. The dude. Well, yeah, he played the dude.
Summer of Sam?
As opposed to...
I was the Big Lebowski.
Jeff Bridges, who played the dude in Big Lebowski, yeah. All right, you want to go one more? Because you guys are fucking on fire here?
Sure.
It's Santa.
Here, kitty, watch this. I'm going to stick a carrot in the cat's anus.
Finally.
Here, kitty,
that's why the cat's been running around.
God. Jesus Christ, Marv.
Why do we always have...
Because Marv will do anything to end a bit in the middle of the bit. He lost, so he doesn't care anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
We always have guests that have to fuck things up.
Disrupt things, yeah.
Well, that was this edition of Santa, sci-fi hero, or serial killer. I think what we've learned today is that we have a 1A and a 1B. And there's no winners.
Right.
Just a whole shitload of losers and then Tim and Melissa. So congratulations to both of you.
Boo.
I think you both did a fantastic job.
You suck.
You know, being on our game, being the guinea pigs for our game. So everybody, big round of applause.
Are you going to make fun of Tim like that?
This carrot doesn't taste very good.
That's not honey glaze. All right, we're going to go ahead and go to break.
It's honey
glaze. When we come back, the holiday edition of the Matchup Cup. Of the Matchup Cup with no Matt. How the fuck are we going to do the Matchup Cup with no Matt?
Is there something in the package?
Is there a solution?
Tune in and find out. Tune in and find out. Bam!
gentlemen, your boys' boys proudly presents for the first time ever the Jackson 4. The new Jackson 5. Sorry, I'm not good at this. Oh, stop it. With Prince Michael. Ladies and gentlemen, world premiere. Thank you so much for coming today. They're going to sing one of their biggest Christmas hits.
I saw Daddy with my little girl.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming tonight. Take it away, YBB.
All right, everybody, we're back, and it is time for the internet sensation that is sweeping the internet, because what else would an internet sensation sweep? You guys ready?
No.
For the Matchup Cup?
Yes.
Oh, Matchup Cup, yes.
Now, normally the Matchup Cup is Matt's thing, of course. So what we've done is nothing, because Matt's not here, and he's a prick. No, seriously. Matt pre-recorded his responses, I guess, knowing that he was just gonna...
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
I don't know why you drive from Ben Salem to Brooklawn and just drop something off and leave instead of just coming in.
Wait,
and hanging
Ben Salem? Especially in...
Yeah, but northeast to Ben Salem doesn't have a good alliteration to it like Ben Salem to Brooklawn. That's got more of a feel to it. So I'm gonna go ahead and there's no cup today. There's just a list of categories. We'll see what Matt has to say. Maybe we'll pay attention to the show and...
What are we gonna do now?
What? Can you eat that without using your teeth? Because it's way less sexy when you
teeth?
Use your teeth.
I don't know. About
that. It's so dangerous with the teeth. All right. So the matchup.
I'll just try to suck it dry. Maybe it'll wilt.
Not if it's a good carrot. If it's a good carrot, it'll keep on trucking. For less than 4 hours, though, because then you're talking hospital visit.
Wow.
Anyway, so the matchup cup was pretty much holiday themed, as is the show. I know everyone can feel the holiday spirit coming through the speakers. So, the first matchup in the matchup cup is Heat Miser versus Cold Miser.
Oh.
What's the Heat Miser?
What the fuck is a Heat Miser?
That's from Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Heat
right?
Miser versus Cold Miser. It's actually Snow Miser, for the record. I don't know who came up with these stupid matches. I'll blame them on Dr. Bronstein again. But
yeah,
so Heat Miser versus Snow Miser.
Matt, we miss you.
I'm more of a Snow Miser fan. Heat Miser would probably win at the end of the day, because you can't have like ice and snow when it's hot out, but you can still have a fire when it's cold out, as long as you have, you know, as long as it's not wet. So I'm gonna have to go with Heat Miser. He's gonna melt Cold Miser, and that's it. I mean, it's rough though, because they're actually stepbrothers, so you really, you know, really like to think that they just get along.
All right, Melissa, for the ruffians in the room, can you explain to them who the Heat Miser and the Snow Miser are?
Thanks,
Matt. Can't you hang up a little more gently than that? I'm getting angry with pressing a button.
I'm
go ahead.
Guessing I was on the right track before.
Yeah, you absolutely were.
Oh, okay, because that's not one of my favorites, so I think I've only seen the show once. It's from Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yes, it is.
And the Heat Miser is just like the bringer of, like, you know, the spring,
the guy who's
and summer
ruin
weather.
Fucking Christmas, because he wants to keep it
oh,
warm
right,
all the time.
He wants to keep it warm all year.
And if he was warm all year, how the fuck are you gonna have some Christmas? Bronson, you look horrified at the idea of keeping it warm all the time. Meanwhile, you moved to the Carolinas.
I was just gonna say, is that where the heat miser lives?
It's warm enough that there's no snow.
He lives right in Columbia.
So, Tim,
heat miser's ass.
Heat miser versus snow miser. Talk
yes.
to me. Wow, Tim, you sound just like Marv.
I'm interrupting this. For those of you who don't know, it was one of those Guthy Renker stop-motion animated Christmas specials that aired many years
ago.
That's not Guthy Renker.
No, that's not Guthy. Guthy Ranker's
Guthy
the
Ranker's the infomercial.
Yeah, the infomercials at night. They do the skin shit that P. Diddy does to moisturize his situation and maintain his sexy.
Not proactive.
Yeah, proactive.
Oh, okay. Is it pro-blactive? Oh,
the razor bumps. No, okay,
no, no,
so,
no.
So
I know what Santa Claus is coming to town. Now I remember it was like a guy who was who had to fight a thermostat or something, and he had to turn it up, and it was cold. And
yeah, it's not one of my faves.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Well, you know,
should I?
Yeah, yeah.
It's in the same like the animation is in the same vein as like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer
yeah.
and stuff like
Frosty?
That.
Yeah,
no, Frosty was a cartoon.
Gumby. No, Frosty. No, the original Frosty was like that too.
Okay.
Yeah,
Rankin Bass. That's what it is.
I just don't remember it at all.
Yeah, he. Yeah, yeah, they got songs and everything.
I'm Mr.
Yeah.
Heat.
The people who do the iPod commercial. Or was it the iPhone commercial?
iPhone commercial.
Yes, the Island of Misfit Toys.
Yes. Yeah,
that's
right.
From Rudolph.
It's but
same
it's that whole
it's
same
in
look.
That it's that same yeah it's
okay.
in the same vein.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the same people that did that.
All right, well that's
not an iPod commercial. That's a Verizon commercial.
It's a Verizon commercial, but the iPhone is the feature of the commercial.
He's the Misfit.
Because he's on the Island of Misfit Toys because of his map.
Because he. Right. Because he was running around with scissors in your hand.
Like, right. Exactly. No, that's the Island of Misfit mascots. You're like, right. All right. So I appreciate. I like that Matt took that challenge to heart and really made it a scientific thing about when heat can exist and when cold can exist.
That's a relative term. Heat and cold can exist at any point in time.
Not in this show, it's not a relative term. It's very obvious that Snow Miser wants it to snow so everybody can have a white Christmas,
okay, gotcha.
And Heat Miser is opposed to it. Because
gotcha.
Heat Miser
is
very much in Al Gore's
yes.
pocket with the whole global warming
yes,
thing.
Oh, yes, he is.
Can I just say something real quick?
I shouldn't have said it.
You saw him right there.
It's like invoking the
right
devil.
There.
It's like
nobody introduced me.
I had no idea.
Nobody said anything.
I think the guy next door just broke a CFL light bulb. You should probably.
Oh, he didn't dispose of it properly.
Are you kidding me?
No. No, I seen it. Anyway, our next matchup. This one, I think, is going to be a little more difficult for our round table.
Uh-oh.
Christmas Vacation.
Oh.
Versus A Christmas Story.
Oh.
Hands down, Christmas Story.
I had Christmas Vacation.
Pshaw.
I don't
yep.
like Christmas Story.
I'm over A Christmas Story because
really
of
like
because of 24 hours of
just,
A Christmas Story
I mean,
on TNT or TBS or whatever
classic.
Turner station it is.
It's classic.
No, I think it's TNT now that does it.
Yeah, whatever.
Hours,
either
yeah.
way, kills
it's
me.
Classic, but it's not that good.
Can I vote for Home Alone?
No, because
two.
You have
matchup.
Two. Yeah,
matchup. It's not.
It's
three,
not the matchup cup.
It's not
Dave's favorite cup because that doesn't have alliteration.
Oh, what are we watching?
It could be a three-way matchup, but it's not.
It has been in the past.
Yeah, it has.
In fact, once it was a three-way matchup with only two contestants, which was the most interesting one of all.
Two contestants?
Yeah.
Which
the,
one was that?
The male, female, or just watching a girl.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah,
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 with
yeah.
only two.
Yeah,
it's
three
ways. To two. That's nice. I
yeah,
like that.
Thank you.
I like that.
So, Dave, between the two.
We'll fire off A Christmas Story.
All right. Anybody want to take a guess at what Matt said?
Christmas Story, because he's an asshole.
Because I have to be honest, let's remember that I have the Google transcript of what he said. Which
here? Let's just read it. I love penis.
Christmas. the we should have that at some point, but we'll discuss that off the air.
Is this the Google trans? Oh, this is gonna be great.
This
code.
Is the Google transcript, and then we'll play the real thing. This is what Google thought Matt said when he left this message. Christopher Pape, we have a good day. We'll be able to do Christmas Vacation versus A Christmas Story. This is occasion. If you want laughs, that's great. Or Dolly, blah blah blah. But this is a lot of things in the movie. I just don't make sense. Like when you look at that house, once all that up yet. Sprint, there's a lot of lights, but it's not like Spot. Lead shiny, no window. Come on, but I think I'm gonna be now. Chris, the story, I think, Grace, Christmas story ever told. Including, yeah, include in Jesus. Jesus, a story. Maybe I'll talk to you at that. But I got A Christmas Story. I mean, there's
a
reason
it's
on for 24 hours straight. So obviously we know what Matt's going to say, but let's get the details out of it.
See, I told you I was right. It's because he's a dickhead.
Christmas Vacation versus A Christmas Story. Christmas Vacation, if you want laughs, that's great. All jolly, blah, blah, blah. But there's a lot of things in that movie that just don't make sense. Like, when you look at that house when it's all lit up, yeah, it's bright. There's a lot of lights, but it's not
any movie. Now, A Christmas Story, I think it's probably the greatest Christmas story ever told, including Jesus.
I don't think
Jesus
is a
story.
Maybe
that's how I should say that. But yeah, I'm gonna go with A Christmas Story. I mean, there's a reason they play for 24 hours straight.
In the modern sense of the word, phrase Christmas
in,
story.
In the scope of things, I'm pretty sure the Jesus story starts. kind of the jump off point for the entire holiday.
I disagree. You know that's not how I've celebrated.
That's why we eat chicken,
right, exactly.
To celebrate Jesus' birth. So it looks like the consensus at the table seems to be A Christmas Story.
No. Not this girl.
No,
Two
said no.
What'd you say?
I said Christmas Story.
And Matt said Christmas Story, and Dave said Christmas Story.
Right. Oh, the consensus.
So if I may.
Yeah, you're right.
Is it a two-way tie?
No, 3-2.
Is it?
So we got Christmas Story in the matchup cup. Let's go back into the cup and see what else is in there. Kevin from Home Alone.
Oh, there you go, Dave.
Versus, keeping it consistent, Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
Oh.
Tim.
All right, let me think about this, actually. One is clearly more inventive and devious, but I would still have to go with Ralphie because I enjoyed the movie better. Although Home Alone was okay, I guess.
I thought Home Alone was a pretty good movie.
Which Home Alone, though?
The first one.
First one.
The first one we're talking about, right? Okay.
He dilutes himself with 2 and 3 and 4 and
well, yeah, but
Home Alone
is,
4 when he was 12, when he was when he actually should be a Home
Alone.
Oh.
Well, Home Alone 4.
It takes a whole different angle.
Yeah. When he's shaving before the wet bandits show up, it really does become something different.
Home Alone 4 was trying to keep him was him trying to keep his parents away from his new bachelor pad.
it was I want to be home alone,
right,
is what
I
it was called. the whole gimmick was he was trying to come up with crafty ways to get people out of his house.
That's a good idea.
It really is. Oh, mom slip and fell, I guess you gotta go, bye. Alright, so anyway, Tim, did you come to a final conclusion?
Yes, I said Christmas Story.
Ralphie.
I mean Ralphie.
Okay. Melissa, Ralphie or Kevin?
Ralphie.
Tim.
Yes, I said, for the second time, I said, Ralphie. Did he stutter, motherfucker?
No, his mic's not working. What do you want from me? I want to make sure everyone hears it. Fine, fuck you, Bronstein.
I'm going with Kevin.
Kevin, all right. Dave.
The obvious choice would be Kevin.
I like Kevin in this one, personally. I think Ralphie's a good character, and it's fun to listen to him whine for 2 fucking hours about an air rifle that he could have gone and gotten a fucking job delivering milk bottles and bought it himself. But I think overall, Kevin beats up my cousin Vinny, and the fucking voice work from The Wonder Years is a more exciting movie overall than just watching Ralphie get fucking 2 hours into cursing.
But he's also adult Ralphie, too, and you didn't specify. So, like, there's 2 for the price of 1 there.
Because you get adult Ralphie voicing over kid Ralphie?
Yep.
All right. I understand what you're saying. I still, I'm a Kevin.
Just, can I interject real quick?
Nope.
Wouldn't it be great if you did?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know what would be great? Like, if we were talking about something and you just went, can I interject? And that was your interjection right there.
And that was it.
Can I finish?
Okay, I got to finish. With your beady eyes and your flappy head. Go ahead. Go ahead. Interject, Melissa.
Unrelated?
It's your show. It's your house. Your floor.
We've been touching on this for a little bit, but now I have people from TRG commenting. My Facebook status, and that's upsetting.
Are they coming over?
No.
No.
Well, you know what the lesson that teaches everybody out there. Don't friend people from work unless you're friends with them.
That's right.
That's the most important lesson.
No,
the lesson we've learned is
log out.
Well, that's actually log out. Shouldn't even be a lesson. That should just be understood.
Have the Russians and the Nigerians taught you nothing? Oh, on the internets. Anyway, let's go and see what Matt had to say about Kevin versus Ralphie.
I got penis. My name's Matt.
All right, next.
All right, next matchup.
This is a good one. Kevin from Home Alone versus Ralphie from Christmas Story.
Did he make up the topic?
Ralphie's got some temper. You saw him beat the shit out of that dude. He just beat the shit out of him. He's kicking him, punching him, beating him with a hammer.
Hammer.
But really, when it comes down to it, I mean, Kevin, he's a planner, so it matters what's going on right here. If they're just meeting the street randomly in an alley, maybe, I'll have to give it to Ralphie. But Kevin knows Ralphie's coming. Ralphie's not going to live to see next Christmas. He'll probably live for at least 3 more sequels.
All right, so that was
a good point.
That was a good point. That was good all around. Look, there's a reason we let Matt answer the questions in the matchup cup. Coming up next, we have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer versus Dominic the Donkey.
Oh.
Melissa.
Who's Dominic the Donkey?
Dominic the Donkey has a
song. What kind of whop are you?
Exactly.
Oh.
Jiggity jig.
I can tell you what it is. It's your fucking racist song against Italian American.
I don't appreciate it.
I don't fucking appreciate it either. Every time I'm driving down the shore, I hear diggity dicky, yonky yonky, and all that other shit. I don't like it very much.
Dominic is the Italian Christmas donkey.
Yeah. Really? You.
It's not a whoppy too.
You can't even call him a whop.
Yes, we do.
Where?
What do you? Really?
Have you ever picked up on it yet? I don't pay attention to a lot of shit.
Have you ever been in your grandparents' house?
That's what I'm saying. Where is?
And there's a donkey, a donkey in green cast with a bucket behind it that it trails. That's Dominic the Donkey, man.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's
right
been
now.
There for years.
Oh,
years.
Well, then I'm going with Dominic the Donkey.
All right. Tim, Dominic the Donkey or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, no. Dave, Rudolph or Dominic?
I'll take Dominic on this one.
Okay. Melissa.
Rudolph.
Let me ask a question.
Hold yes.
On. What does Dominic the Donkey do? Like Rudolph flies.
I don't know the whole song. I just know the
You
the
want
chorus.
The lyrics? You want to hear
yeah,
the song?
Go ahead.
Is that what we want to do? We want to hear the song?
No, I just want to know what he does.
He's an Italian donkey. Do you need
Italian
to know any more than
Christmas
that?
Donkey.
I would guess he mixes gelato.
That would be the greatest Christmas song ever.
And he spends his summer in Seaside.
I was just going to make
white case Swiss. No, I'm going Dominic the Donkey.
And blows out his hair.
Getting knocked out.
He gives donkey punches to girls in bars when he steals the drink. Very racist, stereotypical.
That was on for you.
He's willing to beat the beat back when the beat tries to beat him up.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, jingity jing. It's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity jing.
Are you serious?
Italian Christmas donkey. La la la. La 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 la. La la la. La 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey, you never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity jing. It's Dominic.
But he hasn't done it.
Dominic the Donkey helps Santa up the hills when Santa's in Italy because Rudolph can't make it.
Oh, that was definitely Dominic the Donkey because I live on a little hill.
Too high. The air is
thin up. Yeah, we. Too thick with macho mozzarella. That's what it is. Because that's what they breed up in the fucking mountains of Italy.
A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity-jing. It's Dominic the Donkey.
I'm going with the donkey on this one.
The Italian Christmas
if you feed it properly,
like,
Rob,
he
like, gets 55 more miles to the gallon.
La 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 la.
There he goes, chick. Then he goes, chick. There he goes, chinkity chick. I thought he was a Chinese donkey.
They talk Italian to a man, he even understands.
Yeah, exactly. The right hand Dominic the Donkey
comes, bells comes on.
Dominic the Donkey comes out from right field. Yeah, they're definitely Dominic the Donkey.
It's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity jing. The Italian Christmas donkey. La la la. La 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 la.
They don't even mention that Dominic has to work with any partners. Like,
hey,
Rudolph
Dominic.
Obviously has seven other workers with him. Dominic just takes the sleigh himself when they get to Italy.
That's a good point.
So,
that says one of two things.
He's
very strong.
Right.
Or B, Santa just doesn't bring a lot of presents to Italy.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Or it's the last stop.
The fuck are you talking about?
It could be the last stop. It could be the last stop.
The fuck are you talking about?
Somewhere just to the left of England would have to be the last stop. Because you would figure you have to start in England where Greenwich Mean Time is and start moving around this way so that he hits every time zone properly. So
and by this way, you're going counterclockwise
all
the
way
around
like,
the world.
Like a
spiral?
Swirl.
You're going from east to west. Yes? East to west? You're going from east to west?
Well, am I going the wrong way? No, I'm going the right way. Because it should hit... Actually, it's like in
Guam,
right?
No, he would go west to east.
I think
would
it's
go
in...
West. Yeah, he would go east to west.
It's
not
Guam. It's like, it's Guam. America wakes up with Guam.
It's in Tahiti. Or Fiji. It's in Fiji.
Well, I think Guam is right near Fiji. But yeah, it's Guam is where... No, Greenwich Mean Time is zero. So Greenwich Mean Time should be where it hits midnight first. And then he's got to move... You're right, he's got to move left. He's got to move counterclockwise.
Yeah.
Clockwise. He's got to move...
Clockwise. Yes.
He's got to move clockwise to keep being at midnight every time. It's saying he wants to hit it.
Just going back an hour every time he goes back.
To the right of
the west. If you were looking at a map, he'd be moving to the left.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And then come back around, so then it would be just off to the
unless
right.
Unless you were behind the map and looking through the other side, then he'd move to the right.
Right.
And I know Dominic is not going to be dropping off toys in the chinky countries.
Well, no, just Italy. He doesn't drop off
their
toys.
He just helps the sleigh out.
Yeah.
Let's see what
he's contracted work.
That's he really is. He's
pretty
union.
Much Italian. Where you're right there.
And then there was your lesser known song, where part two, where he wax blitz you.
Oh,
that's a little violent, but no. You know he's got to do what he's got to do. So let's see what Matt had to say about this.
Rudolph versus Safian. Who the fuck is Safian? I'm sure this is going to get explained,
what?
And I'm not going to be there to hear it or something like that. But maybe it's that other dude.
What?
He did. Explain it when he's done.
Somebody's.
Did he do the wrong one?
Rudolph the
Red-Nosed
Reindeer.
No, he did fine. That is his
local
reference.
Like red hair. Is that
reference.
Who I'm thinking of? Maybe that's Safian.
His personal.
We'll go with Rudolph, since Safian doesn't even exist. Yeah, Rudolph.
On Jewelers Row, the big jewelry stores on Jewelers Row are.
Steven Singer.
Robbins, Ethan Walnut. Steven Singer Jewelers.
Helzberg Diamonds.
Helzberg's not on Jewelers Row.
Helzberg Diamonds. I work for Helzberg. I do things
Safian
for Helzberg.
And Safian and Rudolph. So instead of Rudolph versus Dominic, he did Safian versus Rudolph. That's a good one. But anyway, I think at this table here, we've come to the consensus anyway that it is Dominic over.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
By far.
Well, I hope that they continue to fight because that
he
only makes Helzberg
does
stronger.
Does he get paid the same amount as Rudolph did? Because if so, he's just doing half the work because he's a specialist.
You know, Dominic, it's on the arm.
It's on the arm.
Yeah,
really?
It's on the arm.
Yeah,
that's how he is.
It's gratis.
That is true.
That's how he is.
But it's never on the arm.
All right, one final matchup for the matchup cup. How's everybody feel about that?
Good. Go.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
One final matchup.
Dominic
I have an
the donkey versus
Santa versus Hanukkah Harry. Marv, go.
Who's Hanukkah?
Oh, well, who's Hanukkah Harry? I say Hanukkah Harry, but who's Hanukkah Harry?
Hanukkah Harry. Is
they too.
The Jewish version of Santa Claus. Hanukkah Harry brings the kids a gift for 8 nights a year. I saw it on TV once. There was a whole documentary of
it
on
like
Saturday
Adam
Night
Sandler
Live.
Or something?
John Lovitz.
John
he played,
Lovitz.
He played
yeah.
Hanukkah Harry. So Hanukkah Harry or Santa Claus?
Wait a minute, he's not real.
Is it actually John Lovitz?
Like I've never seen anyone else play Hanukkah Harry. So that's a tough question.
I might have to go with Hanukkah Harry on this.
Okay.
John Lovitz is pretty funny.
Yeah, Tim?
But then I wouldn't have presents. That's the only problem.
You'd have presents 8 nights instead of one.
But I'm not Jewish. Do I get presents if I pick Hanukkah Harry and I'm not Jewish?
Do you get 8?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, the Jews do
that's,
tend to be a very accepting
mean.
Group. So it's a possibility, but I guess we'd have to take it up with Hanukkah Harry.
Well, then I'm going with Santa to be safe. I gotta have my presents.
All right, word. Well, Tim, go ahead. Step in.
But if you were bad, you wouldn't get presents.
But I'm not bad.
And there's
you're
no...
bad to the bone.
I still get presents.
Kind
yeah.
of bad.
Yeah.
By the way, you want to see my Dominic donkey?
No.
This is Nate.
No.
Right, we'll put it out for you. Here, come on. Hey, got your five. Look at this.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Yeah, Hanukkah Harry's got his three donkeys, Moshe, Herschel, and Shlomo.
That's right. I remember this. I would say Hanukkah Harry.
Okay. All right. Dave? Hanukkah Harry or Santa?
Remember,
your kids might listen.
Yes. Is it one gift per day or multiple gifts per day?
It's one
day?
Gift.
It's one
per
gift
day.
Per day.
F it, I want Santa.
Okay. Melissa. Hey. Well, with the Hanukkah bush you have in the corner of the house over here, I think we already know the answer.
Yeah, I know.
But I'd like to hear you say it. Put it out on the airwaves.
Hanukkah Harry.
Hanukkah Harry. I'm going Santa. Fuck you,
yeah,
motherfuckers.
You are. Thank you.
Definitely going Santa. I got fucking Dominic the Donkey, and I got Santa, and I'm all goddamn
that's
set.
True.
I'm all set. So that's the matchup cup. Thank you for joining us for that. When we come back, we will wrap
what was
up.
Matt's response?
Oh, yeah.
Do we really care, honestly?
No, but I mean for the consistency of the show.
All right. Let me see if he said anything funny.
Maybe. I love Matt. I'm Matt. Why did Matt's all Matt's response?
Okay, moving
blah,
on.
Blah, 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 blah.
Wow. Santa versus...
He starts everything with wow.
Hanukkah Harry.
Wow.
It's
I'm
a minor
blown away.
I've been waiting for this one for
wow.
a while.
Wow, such a surprise.
The magnitude of
it.
I don't know if I can decide.
Santa, Hanukkah Harry, I believe it was John Lovitz.
I actually don't even care what he's saying, but...
Santa.
But...
And Hanukkah Harry is
John
Lovitz.
Right. Now, other things against him, though, is the fact that he gives out shitty toys, if they're even considered toys.
That's true. The
absolutely.
Kids don't like them.
No, always garbage.
Oh, okay. Are they?
But Jews are complainers, so.
He's like donkeys instead of reindeers. One of them's named, like, Shlomo. What is that about?
Why you?
I'm leaning towards Hanukkah Harry here, but, Santa gives me better presents. I'm going to go with Santa.
Okay, strictly.
Matt's selfish.
Matt's a good
are.
Boy. Matt's a good boy. All right, so that's the matchup cup, as I was saying.
That's the matchup cup.
Is that the matchup cup music?
Yeah.
I will cut that into a bed for the next show.
All right.
And thanks, Matt, for participating long distance. We wish you could have stayed, but you're a jerk. And when we come back, we will give our season's greetings, I guess. I feel like
sure.
we've done a lot this show.
Yeah. Oh, shout out for Andy Williams.
Andy Williams, the great Andy Williams.
I was going to listen to that, but then Stephen Hawking came around, but then...
Mm. Who's Andy Williams?
Singer.
Country singer.
No.
No.
You cunt.
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Wow. What the fuck?
No, that's one of his big songs.
I honestly
cunt.
Thought he was. He's so.
His wife's name was Cantina. Conchantina.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, she used to call it Cantina.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Well, he wrote a song, See You Next Thanksgiving.
Right.
See you next Thanksgiving. See you after Christmas time. It was
and
great.
He,
it was
he
a
sings
good,
the standards.
Song. Yeah, he's
he,
a standard.
He's not.
He's the guy most wonderful time.
Standards of my house.
There's like happy holidays.
Everything was personalized. It was nice.
That's true.
I don't
that's
know
true.
That it would have the impact if his wife's name was like Sarah or
right.
something, but
no,
you know, you get the
not.
Point.
It actually might have more impact.
All right, but no, this one is nicer because when he does, see, like if he did, you know, like, if he did Happy Holidays, Sarah,
right.
You're kind of limited. You can only give that song to someone named Sarah, but he does Happy Holidays, cunt, and you have a broad range of women that can listen to that song and all appreciate it.
Like,
yeah, like
true.
All of them.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I said.
All right.
I don't well, endorse what.
What does this have to do with anything?
I don't know.
Where did it start?
it's my fault.
Thanks a lot, prick.
All right, we are going anyway. The snow is kind of getting thick out there. So we're gonna go ahead and say our.
So
know,
is the air.
Tidings
no,
of
I passed that a while ago.
Something or another enjoy.
Okay.
Tidings of something or another enjoy. When we come back, we'll be back after this. Wicked Chicken Whistler's Christmas.
Show, what show number is it actually?
77 technically would be the show number.
Awesome.
77.
Awesome.
77.
Awesome.
All right, everybody, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, is here, along with Mike Quick and Philadelphia Eagles coach Andy Reid. 3.8 bars. That's not how the song. Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1. I saw Mike Vick killing Santa's dog underneath the grape stand Christmas Eve. Apparently, the creep still don't put his dogs to sleep. I think that it is fucked up.
play the unbelief. Holland.
I saw Mike Vick sexting Mrs. Claus, talking about her naked skin so wide.
Oh, what a life it would have been if it was on ESPN.
Mike Vick dissing Santa Claus like that.
Take it away, Andy Reid.
That's right. I like a cheese steak.
All right, we are back. Whew, it has been one of the most enjoyable of the three Wicked Christmases I've had. I want to thank everybody for joining us. I want to thank the new people who are joining us and will probably never join us again after that last
Hopefully.
Break.
Right, that's
but,
right.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Please, if you enjoyed it, send us an email, comment on the Facebook, the show at yourboysboys.com. You can call us 707-YOUR-BOY. That works. That's just a California number. So if you if you have minutes on your phone, you can call it. It's not any sort of strange number. It's not any sort of strange number when you get through to it either.
It's gonna come off.
Yeah, that's awesome. We go ahead and throw it on speakerphone.
Oh, all right. I'll try.
But 707-YOUR-BOY. The show at paydayjones.com. The show at yourboysboys.com. You comment on our Podomatic at yourboysboys.podomatic.com. You can drop by our YouTube channel, YouTube/YBB Radio. That is going to be the internet sensation of the internet.
Right.
And, please let us know you're out there. Let us know you're listening. You know what? I noticed that we only got three pictures of people fucking ducks last time we asked you to email something in. So this time, don't email us any pictures. Just say, hey, that's all we're asking. So as is the tradition.
Well, we're not going to wish. You're the only one who gets the wish fucking...
Oh, I'm sorry. You got something interesting to say?
Hold on. I just want to say something.
Go to the song.
No, wait. Just hold on. Just remember the reason for the season.
Global warming.
That's right.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be snowing like this in December.
Exactly.
Fuck you.
Bronstein?
Copenhagen.
Bronstein?
Let's get to this.
Bronstein?
Let's get to the song.
Bronstein? Merry Christmas, bye.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, guys, I have CDs for all of you.
CDs nuts.
Okay.
You ruined my joke. Oh, Stephen Hawking sings the songs for you.
Oh, very good.
But I don't have them here. I don't have them
here.
That's all right.
I'll pass them out later.
Bronstein actually got a gift from one of the friends of the show, and he doesn't have his here
either.
Oh. And Matt's got a gift for the show, and he didn't bring his either.
No,
great.
So,
so we're gonna have
when all is said and done,
Christmas
we're gonna have
appendix sometime around May.
Well, maybe we do like a year end wrap up show sometime.
We can do Christmas in July.
We could do Christmas in July.
Yay!
Christmas in July next week.
Christmas in July and December.
Right.
How's that for a juxtaposition? Melissa.
Wow.
Yes.
Season's greetings?
Absolutely.
To?
To all of our listeners
and
their families.
Everyone at TRG that's commenting
everybody
on your Facebook
Everybody at TRG
status.
That loves my Facebook status.
And is about to run a train on you.
And is... wow.
I did notice a comment of a guy saying, wow.
Yeah.
Most of the ones I saw were just yay and BRD. BRT. BRT. Be right there. I think that the one other
one of them put be right back.
BRB. Well, no, BRT because they're on their way over.
I think once somebody was here before and now it's a turnaround again.
Oh, is that Reach?
No.
Well,
wait a minute.
Unlike Reach BMB, was here. Which is bite my back.
Huh.
That wasn't funny.
I think it's time for the one final tradition.
Everybody,
have a wicked chicken Christmas. Yes, yes, it's that time of year. We'll need wings and lots of things and fill our guts with beer. Have a wicked chicken Christmas. And although there ain't no toys, you can have some fun with everyone from your boys. Ho, ho, your mom's a ho, that don't bother me.
We'll just all play Rock Band on Nintendo Wii.
Have a wicked chicken Christmas, and in case we aren't clear, gosh, I'm freaking have a wicked chicken Christmas this year.
One more time, have a wicked chicken Christmas.
I couldn't read it right.
Yes,
Christmas.
It's that time of year. Why am I singing by myself? I think you guys are
beer.
Have a wicked chicken Christmas. And although there ain't no toys, James Gandolfini,
don't step over my lines. What the fuck are you trying to do? I'm trying to fucking sing here, and you're talking like this.
Oh, your guys, sing, please.
Me, we'll just all play Rock Band on Nintendo Wii. Ooh, have a wicked chicken Christmas, and I think you guys are queer. Guys, don't freaking have a wicked chicken Christmas this year.
If we even have a year left, because we're all gonna die.